107:1-3. I'll give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Father, we don't take you for granted. Thank you for this heat of a day encounter. Jesus, thank you that you're here with us right here, because we are agreeing in your name. Lord, we thank you for saving us, making us your own. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Therefore, let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, we thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Jesus, thank you for keeping us. Thank you for sustenance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, covering, Lord, healing and health. Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the glory in the precious name of Jesus. And we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Now let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Like a search for eternity long unfound, there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh, no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. Oh. Shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're praying, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for the music ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda should be established. Open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart.
Yeah.
Establish that your purpose concerning our lives as individuals and as a ministry. Establish that your purpose. Establish your purpose in the name of Jesus. Your purpose concerning our lives, that which you thought of, for which reason you made us and brought us as well as this time. Lord, let that purpose and that counsel stand in the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, we continue to pray from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God would make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. In Jesus' name, we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. As we serve you faithfully, open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord, as we serve you faithfully, O God, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, according to your word in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus. Make me a bayan da na boshata, makaba da na bayan da la bashaga da na ba, makaba ya ba da na boshigi ni ni biyandi. Make me a bayan da la bashaga da na ba. In the name of Jesus. Finally, we are praying concerning divine health from 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Hallelujah. Therefore, let us pray, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership in the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Lord, let us walk in health. Let us live in health by extension, our family, leadership, and the entire membership of the ministry. Lord, let us abide in the your divine provision of divine health. In the name of Jesus, we tap into this bounty of divine health, O God, and take our portion. In the name of Jesus, Makataya Bayanda Nanaba, Rabaliana Mashataya Ninibi, Ayabene de Boshaga Nabayanda Lama. Makabayanda lava shagada lavayani, Rabada da boshigini beyanda lava shata, make him beyanda vashagada lavayani, make him be a bayanda lava shagada lava, make him be a bayanda lava boshigini be, make him be a bayanda lava shata, make it in a boshagada lavayani, Rabada vashata yamayani. Now give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. We pray he's heard us, he would answer. Let's thank him in the name of Jesus, for our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We believe, and therefore we speak. We believe your word. We've spoken it. We've prayed, brought supplication, and we are thanking you that it is done. We give you all the glory and the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Have we prayed? Amen.
Me santi Yehova obi tisao wa soro nifema o.
Just for a moment, let's pray, thanking the Lord for the opportunity to hear His word. And let's pray that, Lord, as I hear your word, give me the edge to pray according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I spend these minutes with you this midday, Lord, let my life not be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's not He that willeth, nor I that willeth. It's not the will of any man, it's that the Lord who shows mercy. By His mercies we are here today. This midday. Diligence means careful or persistent work. Careful or persistent work. And in our previous session under intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers, we'll be looking at promotion, work with God, under which we've been studying on prepare for promotion by diligence. This is the third time we're doing so. And under that, we learned that carefulness is very important as part of diligence, our diligence. There's a need for carefulness and then persistence in our work. One major killer of continuous productivity is basking ourselves in past glories or achievements. We don't need to overemphasize on what we have, by the grace of God, we've been able to do, even if there's any achievement. It is by the grace of God. Paul says that I am what I am today because of the grace of God. And so, in all humility, we ought to go with Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That's Paul speaking. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was very learned, and in his previous engagement as a Roman, he had a good position. So he could say that even before he came to follow Christ Jesus, in his previous state, he had some accomplishments there. Now he comes to Christ, leaves all those things behind, starts moving with the Lord, and even there too, we find him excelling, doing so much as a slave to our Lord Jesus Christ. Seven and seven and seven. Look at how many letters he wrote to many churches. Those letters are now part of the canon where we study as God's word. And yet, Paul is saying that he forgets all he has achieved. He puts them behind. So you don't look at your doctorate in serving and all, in walking with God. You don't look at what you achieved yesterday, how big the concert you did in 2023. So you start basking yourself, or 2024, maybe the first quarter, you've done so much, or you've been able to do so much. You had a crusade and thousands gave their life to Christ Jesus. Please say after me, I need to forget about all those things.
I need to forget about all those things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you built a software and everybody's talking about it, or your social media handle, you've hit 5 million. Please just put it all behind and then forge forward. Look ahead at what Christ has set before you. Hallelujah. May the Lord grant us the grace to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone, regardless of age, is a worker in the kingdom. This we need to understand, because sometimes we retire ourselves. Diligence requires that at every stage in life, you identify what to do based on your ability in service to God. In Joel 2:28, it says, and it shall come to pass after all that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. It didn't cut out the old. He said they shall dream dreams. So the young have a part to play. The old have a part to play. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so you don't retire in your mind that, oh, as for I'll serve up to 40, 45, 50 years and I'll retire. You retire in your mind. Sam, you haven't even said it, but by all your behavior, you make everyone see that you are old. But in the Lord, we are all children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must continue to serve. We must continue to serve. If you don't change your mentality, you start developing fatigue. You haven't even fulfilled all that God needs you to fulfill. And then you are fatigued and you start failing in your delivery of assignments. May the Lord help us. Today we are going to pray in all these areas and the Lord will help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Exodus 18:13-24, we see Moses' father-in-law. And if Moses at that age, around 80 years, bringing the children of Israel out by the power of God, so how old will his father-in-law be at that time? And yet we find his father-in-law giving Moses counsel to use God-given laws and God-fearing leaders. Two things. God-given laws and God-fearing leaders to distribute the settlement of disputes in order to ease the work. He looked at Moses and saw that Moses was just getting so tired. From morning to evening, he'll be judging disputes amongst the people. And he said that, no, let God give you laws and now find God-fearing men and then institute them as leaders and delegate these responsibilities to them. And so even in our old age, God can use us. Amen.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, Abraham was more than 80 years old, and yet he went to fight to redeem his brother's son from the enemy. The Lord will use you all through your years on earth in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You need to make up your mind that, Lord, I won't retire myself until the day you say that it's enough. You've completed your assignment and you call me home. In Genesis 18:22-33, Abraham, he was 99 years old, and yet he was interceding for the entire nation of Sodom. Someone may have retired in his mind that forget about it. These people, they will never change. God killed them. And yet, Abraham was interceding, playing the role of an intercessor at the age of 99 years. And you look at Lot. Lot could easily have died in the midst of these bad people. How many times don't we find people like that sometimes just being destroyed? And yet, because of intercession, the righteous was delivered from the evil. Why should even a righteous man be living among evil people? So in the first place, he had disobeyed. He had taken wrong decisions. And yet, because of the intercession of someone who decided not to retire himself, but to still engage with God in diligence, his intercession brought this righteous man out. The Lord will use you mightily in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have seen these people applying diligence to their work. You are going to pray right now that, Lord, all through my years on earth, grant me the grace to walk and to work in diligence with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. To show diligence in all my work with you and my work with you. To show diligence, Lord. To show diligence, Lord. To show diligence, Lord. Lord, every spirit of fatigue, based on, Lord, even wrong mindset. Every fatigue, Lord, I have suffered based on wrong mindset. In the mighty name of Jesus, where I think, the Lord, even I've just given too much, Lord, and yet you are starting with me. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus today for extra grace. For each and every one of us, extra grace, extra grace, extra grace. You spoke about the seven virgins who had extra oil. In the mighty name of Jesus, today we cry unto you for extra grace. Drive out any spirit of fatigue in the name of Jesus. Quicken our spirits, oh Lord. That's why we've come to you, oh Lord. Quicken our spirits, quicken our souls, quicken our bodies. In diligence, in diligent work with you, in diligent service with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we worship the Lord, open up your heart that His Holy Spirit will provide grace for diligent work in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. J'aime ma Jésus, na ma mini wasem so, j'aime kwa Jésus, na mini weji, j'aime ma Jésus, na ma mini wasem so, j'aime kwa Jésus, na mini weji, we say, oh.
This is an opportune moment to do so. God has kept you alive just to see this day of salvation so that you can, He can realign your purpose to His intent for your life on earth. So just say these short words after me. Lord Jesus, today I stand before you, a sinner unable to save myself. I surrender my life completely to you. Have your way. Please, and come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my King from today and forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, contact us via our email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. We share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining with me tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.